Both mercy and peace to you from our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. St. Paul to the Philippians, chapter 4, verse 19. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. And my God will supply every need. That reaches him. The last week of the academic unit, we call it summer. More deadlines turn up, more obligations face us. This week than at any time in the last 3 months. And you talk about need, keep behind the door of any dormitory study room these days. And you have a subject, the late Norman Rockwell could well have painted on a midnight air. Just covered with papers, note cards strewn everywhere, books lying open on shelves and on tables, and even on the floor, ashtrays keeping the remains of cheap cigars, a tired coffee pot resting on a hot plate, a waste basket filled with the first, second, and third attempts at pen paper copies that never materialized, and a weary lampstand shedding light in the wee hours of the morning. And in the midst of this scene, the hurried students, the prints on books and papers, growing smaller and smaller as the night goes on, and the typewriters rounding out another page, and still another, and another. Who will supply our needs? Who will supply whatever it takes to endure the fatigue and wear well under the strain and persevere for a good finish, the end of this week, and the close of the class? This is not a contest we have with professors, or classes, our grades, or even our staff. The contest is with a goal that each man in this assembly has. The goal to become at this seminary the best equipped and the most effective servant of Jesus Christ. As this man approved by our Lord, as one who has what it takes at the end of all of this to handle the word of life. It comes down to elementary things. For men like you who will spend your lives publicly preaching and teaching, the basic skill will be setting forth your theology and writing. And the substance of your writing will be the knowledge of theology tempered with understanding. To arrive at that readiness to serve Christ as pastors of the church requires, in a week like this, the rigid discipline of study, of proving ourselves, of meeting standards and tests and measurements to demonstrate that we are candidates for the pastoral office. And the cost will be the most faithful stewardship of all the abilities and stamina and fortitude that God gives. But my friends, that stewardship will not go unrequited. Conduct your preparation and study and practice as unto the Lord, and your need will be supplied by the Lord himself, reviewing all of the support and care he received from those loving Christians at Philippi. The Apostle Paul assures them that the Lord will not forget their stewardship. My God will supply your needs. Paul himself was a living example. He had suffered the loss of all things, and that included some very tangible things. Not a single square yard of earth in all the world could Paul call his own. Most of the time his pockets were empty. He could not boast of my money, but he could boast confidently of my God. And he, said Paul, will supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory where the Lord of heaven and earth supplies your needs. And those riches, some interpret, to mean all of the wealth of the gold coast and the ivory coast, and all of the black gold under the sands in the Near East. But God supplies other riches too, and He is most able. Are you and I in a week such as the last week of the Sabbath, seeking from the Lord the assets of stamina, of wisdom, and strength for a difficult day? I can still hear the faint but earnest plea from the lips of a president of a large corporation at the close of a prayer breakfast, attended by key executives at 6:30 in the morning one Monday. Up from under the burden of responsibilities, this man cried, "Lord, help us get through the day." Do we remember that before we call, the Lord is ready to answer? More than crying out, "Lord, help me on this test. Lord, help me make a good day. Lord, help me complete this paper," we resort to the treasure house of God's strength and support and supply of our needs. We resort to Christ Jesus. The Lord God furnishes us according to His riches and glory in Christ. The supply of our greatest need is the forgiveness of sins in Christ Jesus. And that precious gospel is, as it were, a dispensary of all that God may do and all that He will do to sustain us in any difficult time. A comforting piece of deductive logic our officiant just read from Romans chapter 8. Did you catch the train of Paul's thought? He argues from the greater to the lesser. How shall he who has given his own son, how shall he not with him give us all things, all other things, if you will? God has taken care of our greatest needs in Christ. And from the cross and from his son lifted on that cross, we may be assured that the lesser needs, the needs that need to be fulfilled this week, will be very well taken care of. From the cross, you and I may claim for our strength the promises of God, and particularly those in Isaiah 40, verse 31, if we may focus there a moment. "But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Facing the uphill ground, the hard pull to the end, under the heaviest workload, and pressed by the pressure to finish your task well, for the sake of becoming a fit servant of Christ, a pastor approved by Him, you may this week walk and faint not. You may run and not be weary. And my God will supply every need of yours according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Amen. The peace of our God, which surpasses all of our understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.